Okay, here we go. Okay, Assalamu alaikum. Can everybody hear me? Is my sound okay? It's not breaking or anything? Let me know if it breaks, because I'm still experimenting with this recorder I'm using. Okay, this is the Tawheed class, and we're going to continue with the topic of the different rulings of Ramadan for fasting. And again, the purpose of us going over these things is to try to prepare you guys for Ramadan, which is a couple of weeks from now. Every Muslim needs to know the basic rulings of Ramadan and fasting. And you should be aware of these things before Ramadan actually begins. Okay, before we begin today's lecture, which by the way will be a continuation of the things which break the fast, let me review some of the things we talked about yesterday just to make sure that everybody is with us. I have some questions here to ask you guys and see how well you guys do. First question, true or false? Pregnant women can choose to fast or not regardless of their health. True or false? A pregnant woman can choose whether or not she wants to fast regardless of her health. True or false? Very good. Very good, Sister Bilkis. Alhamdulillah. Sister Bilkis is correct. By the way, Amina, I kicked you out that other room because I know you weren't there, and I don't want people just lollygating in there. But let me know if you can still join. Because I didn't ban you, I booted. Let me make sure my program's working right. Try to get in that room again. Let me make sure you ain't banned. I only booted you. Okay, because again, I only need one moderator. I don't need three or four moderators sitting in that room. I'm here now so I can watch it. I'm going to need you tonight when I go to work at 9:45. See if you can get in. Okay, good, good. Alhamdulillah, you're not banned. Okay. Okay, good. Okay, very good. Bill Keith is correct. That answer is false. And Bill Keith, tell the other people why that question was false. The question was, a pregnant woman can choose to fast or not, regardless of her health. Tell them why that question was false, Sister Bill Keith. I want you guys to see why that question is false. Very good. Alhamdulillah. You see what she wrote there? The ruling is a woman who is pregnant, if she fears for her health or the health of her baby, then she doesn't have to fast. That's the key thing here. If there's nothing wrong with her, or just because her husband says he don't like her fasting, that's not good enough. If, however, she fears for her health or that baby's health, then she does not have to fast. Okay? And on the other coin, who can tell me, if a woman is pregnant and she does fear for her health, or the baby's health, so she decides not to fast, what must she do instead? Who can remember? What must she do instead? What must she do instead? What's the ransom? What is this ransom? Give me details. Let's be explicit. Feed a poor person when, how, what? Give me explicit answers. How many poor people? Very good. She should feed a poor person for every day that she is unable to fast. That's the key, guys. That's why I want the whole answer. Because the Muslim will tell you, yeah, she just has to pay the ransom. What's the ransom? I don't know. A ransom. Or someone will say she has to pay the ransom, which is feeding poor people. Oh, really? How many? oh, she can just go feed one person and that's it. No, no, no. She has to feed a poor person for every day in which she will be unable to fast. For every day that she missed due to her being unable to fast. Very good. Next question, true or false? A breastfeeding woman, a woman who is breastfeeding, must feed one poor person a day and make her fast up later. True or false? A woman who is breastfeeding must feed one poor person a day and make her fast up later. True or false? I want to see everybody answer, not just the same four people. A breastfeeding woman, a woman who is breastfeeding, must feed one poor person a day, plus make her fast up later. True or false? True or false? Very good. The person who is correct is Brother Momo. That answer is false. See how we get people every year with Ramadan? See how people get mixed up? Brother Momo, tell me, why is that question wrong? The question was, a breastfeeding woman must feed one poor person a day plus make her fast up later. Why is that question false? Why is that question false, Brother Momo? Tell them why it's false. And also, guys, this will help you to read, too. I like to ask true or false questions because a true and false question will help you to also develop your reading comprehension skills. Because a lot of people read these hadiths and they don't comprehend what they read. This will make you take the time when you read something that you read it carefully so that you understand it. Why is that question answer false? Very good, Amina. Making up the fast is what makes it false. If a woman is breastfeeding, all she has to do is pay the ransom, which is feeding a poor person for each day she has that she can't fast. She doesn't have to go back and fast again. Okay? Allah is not that cruel. Allah does not give us two penalties. If she's breastfeeding and she has paid the ransom, that's it. She doesn't have to go back and re-fast again. She paid the ransom. She did her duty. Do you guys understand that? You don't pay the ransom plus fast. You pay the ransom and you don't have to make it up. That's it. You made it up. So that's what made that question, that answer, false. Next question, true or false? Intentions to fast are made out loud. True or false? Intentions to fast are made out loud. True or false? Brother Momo, let me see your answer too. Very good. Very good. That answer is false. And you will find many Muslims, guys, they always make their intentions out loud, even when they go to pray. Niyat, Nuwaid, Wana Sali Salat, Tu Asr. All about our katfar, it's not inshallah. This is bidah. This is bidah, innovation. This is innovation. Intentions are in the heart. You do not have to verbalize your intentions. Your intentions are made in the heart for fasting and praying. You don't make these intentions out loud. You find many Muslims who innovate by doing this. Next question, true or false? I see Sister Zoro left. She should have stayed here for the class to learn the rulings of fasting instead of just coming here to listen to entertaining lectures. I wish she had stayed because she's one of the people who has questions a lot of questions she asked about fasting. She should have stayed for the class. Next question, true or false? A person can make their intentions to fast at the beginning of Ramadan for the whole month. True or false? A person can make their intentions to fast at the beginning of Ramadan, and that will last them for the whole month. True or false? Very good. That answer is true. However, there's an exception to that. And who can remember what is the condition of that, though? Okay? You can make, like, say, for example, the night before Ramadan begins, you know, you can make your intentions for the whole month, but what's the condition of that? Very good. Unless he has to interrupt his fasting. Say, for example, your fasting for the month becomes interrupted by traveling or you get sick or something. In that case, then you have to renew your intentions. Very good. Very good, Magda. Very good, Brother Amir. Very good. Next question. True or false? The daily fast is to be broken when the red disappears from the sky. True or false? The daily fast is to be broken when the red disappears from the sky. Where's my brother world? Where's my little Shiite who's now become Quran and Sunnah? Alhamdulillah, he rabbil alameen. Brother world is so much on the Sunnah now, it's causing problems from his family. His family are his Ismailis, the most severe Shiites. And they can't take it that their son is Sunni. He's not here. Okay, very good. That answer is false. And this is what many Shiites believe, especially those Ismailis. They don't break their fast until the red is gone from the sky. And this is wrong. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has ordered us to break the fast as soon as that sun sets. You don't have to wait for the red to disappear. Okay, by the way, waiting for the red to disappear, this takes us into Isha. When the red disappears from the sky, guess what, guys? Maghrib is over. It's now time for Isha. So that's how late these people are in breaking their fast. They're in reality waiting till Isha to break their fast. And that is wrong. Next question, true or false? True or false? A person should pray before breaking his or her fast. True or false? A person should pray before breaking his or her fast. Very good. That answer is false. We talked about how the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has ordered us to eat first and then pray later. Okay? And we come into this every Ramadan. We get a Muslim who joins the website asking us, what should they do? The food is ready. Should they make Maghrib first or eat first? And we tell them it's sooner to eat first. Okay? Next question, true or false? True or false? Stopping to eat, when you're eating sahur, stopping 10 minutes before the adhan just to make sure is a good thing to do. True or false? When eating sahur, stopping 10 minutes before the adhan just to make sure is a good thing to do. True or false? Very good. Very good, Sister Magda and Abdul. And that answer is false. Brother Amir Momo too. It's false. We talked about how that is innovation. And you will find a bunch of Sufis who do that. They wait 10 minutes before the adhan for Fajr. And they stop eating then because they say, we just want to be safe. This is incorrect. This is innovation. This is bid'ah. We don't do that. The Prophet ﷺ said, you can eat till the sun, until dawn. You eat until you see the white part of the sky. You don't have to stop 10 minutes before just to be safe. You're safe by following the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. Very good. So those are questions that basically summarize some of the things we talked about in yesterday's class. We also talked about things that break the fast, and we're going to continue on with this topic today by talking a little bit more in depth about things that break the fast. And by the way, guys, the exam, one of the hardest, not really hard, but one of the most complex exams from this website is the Ramadan exam. It consists of 120 questions, and it's very hard, because it's going to involve you thinking. It covers all the rulings of fasting and Ramadan. And every time I give that exam every year, people flunk it. I mean, all of you guys do good on these exams, but that's one exam that even my best students flunk. Last year when I gave it twice, the people did so bad on that exam the first time that I reissued it again, and they still did bad on it. A lot of Muslims do not know the basic rulings of Ramadan and fasting. Okay? I had to give it twice last year, and they still didn't do good on it. Alright? Anyway, we're going to continue on now with talking about more things which break the fast. Again, anyone who eats and drinks deliberately during the day in Ramadan with no valid excuse has committed a grave sin, and he has to repent and make up that fast later on. If the person broke his fast with something haram, such as drinking alcohol or smoking cigarettes, this makes his sin even worse, and the person has to repent to Allah for this. And he has to do more good deeds to make up for this. Okay? So we need to understand, guys, that's one of the worst things you can do is deliberately break your fast. Again, for you people out there who are smokers, you need to stop smoking, because smoking is haram. Smoking cigarettes is no different than snorting cocaine. By the way, guys, scientists have proven that nicotine is more addictive than cocaine is. And nicotine is harder to break than cocaine. The cold turkey that a cigarette smoker goes through is worse than the cold turkey of a cocaine addict. So cigarettes is a drug, guys. Stay away from this. You have to stop smoking. Those of you who smoke, you have to give it up for the sake of Allah, because it's no different than sitting there snorting cocaine or drinking wine. On the other side of the coin, if a person is fasting and he forgets he is fasting, and he eats something or drinks something forgetting that he was fasting, then he should spit the food out when he remembers, and he does not have to make that day up. And that hadith can be found in Sahih al-Bukhari. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, for the person who forgot he was fasting, he does not have to make the fast up later, nor offer expiation for it. And this usually happens every Ramadan to a lot of people. They have to get in the groove of fasting. When Ramadan first begins, a person may forget their fasting and make their coffee and drink it, because that's their normal routine. And they say, oh shoot, I forgot we're fasting. Okay, you stop eating and you don't have to make that day up. also, on the same note, if you see someone else who is eating because they have forgotten too, then you should remind them. Because Allah tells us in the interpretation of the meaning to help one another in righteousness and piety. And also we have the Sahih Hadith, whereas the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if I forget, remind me. Okay? So during Ramadan, if you see your brother or sister eating something, say, hey, don't forget, this is Ramadan, we're fasting. Because most likely they could have, they forgot that they were fasting. A lot of people then ask us the question, and this was a question that was asked the other day. We got some people at our website who are doctors and nurses. For example, Sister Israel is a registered nurse. There are some people who will need to break their fast in order to save a person's life who is in danger. If this is the case, you can do so. Say, for example, you see somebody drowning. Sister Israel sees a child falls in a pool of water and is drowning. So she may have to jump in that pool to save that child. Or say, for example, Brother Amir is a fireman. He's called out to a fire, to put a fire out. And he may have to break his fast. This is okay. In this case, you just make it up later. Again, this only applies in cases where someone is dying and you are saving their life. Somebody is drowning or in a fire or something like this, and you have to save their life. This is not talking about a medical person who's doing an operation. This doesn't apply to someone like Dr. Ali, for example, who's a doctor, emergency room doctor, and he has to go in and do a surgery, an emergency surgery. That doesn't apply to him to break his fast. This is for people who are saving someone from drowning or from being in a fire or something like that. This person is knocking on death's door, and you got to risk your life to go help them. Also, if a person is obligated to fast, but he deliberately, and we talked about this before, has intercourse during the day, then he has broken his fast. And he has committed a major sin. And he has to seek repentance to Allah and make that day up. Now I'm going to tell you how we got some Muslims out there who really try to play games with Allah. We got some Muslim men who say, well, hey, Sister Layla, I had sex with my wife because I couldn't control myself, but I did not ejaculate. So since I did not ejaculate, I don't have to make my day up. Brother, fear Allah with your bad behind. You fear Allah because you do have to make it up. It don't matter if you ejaculated or not. And any person who intentionally, deliberately has intercourse when he's supposed to be fasting, he's a sinner as well. Not only do you have to make that day up, but you got to repent to Allah for this horrific sin that you've committed. And it doesn't matter whether you ejaculated or not. And that's based on the following hadith for you men who like to argue this point with me. Once the companions were sitting with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and a man came to him and said, O Messenger of Allah, I am doomed. The Prophet said, what is the matter with you? He said, I had intercourse with my wife while I was fasting. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, do you have a slave whom you could set free? He said, no. The Prophet then asked, can you fast for 2 consecutive months? The man said, no. The Prophet then said, do you have the wherewithal to feed 60 poor people? The man said no. So this hadith here is sahih. It shows that if a person intentionally, deliberately has sex, knowing it's a sin, he's got to make that up. Plus he has to repent. Also, on the same note, if a man wants to have intercourse with his wife, but he breaks his fast by eating first, his sin is more serious because he has violated two sanctities. Not only did he have sex with his wife when he should be fasting, but he also deliberately, intentionally ate. So this has quadrupled his sin. And this person truly has to fear Allah and repent. So again, for you men out there, you better control yourself during this most blessed month. If you cannot control your Jones, keep yourself at the masjid, which is where you should be anyway during the daytime for the men, because a man gets more blessings praying at the mosque anyway. And Ramadan is a month in which you want to try to do as many good deeds as possible. So if you have a hard time controlling yourself, you better get to the mosque and stay away from your wife until sundown. This brings us to another issue. Kissing, hugging, embracing, and touching, and looking at your wife. This does not break your fast, guys. If you are a man who can control yourself, if you want to kiss your wife before you go to work, assalamu alaikum, honey. Wa alaikum salam. Have a good day. That does not break your fast. Or you come home from work, honey, I'm home. Oh dear, here's your slippers, and you hug your wife. That does not break your fast. But if you are a man who cannot control yourself, and you kiss your wife, and next thing you know, you done took it all the way down, and hey, so baby, let's just get busy. Don't rock the boat here. Then you don't need to be doing that. Okay? So basically, kissing, hugging, touching your wife does not break your fast. But if you are a man who cannot control yourself because of your weakness, then you don't touch your wife. Again, go to mosque and come home at sundown if you're that weak. Also, if a person is engaged in the act of intercourse and dawn comes, he must withdraw, and his fast will be valid even if he ejaculated. Say, for example, you and your wife are taking care of business, trying to get it taken care of before the sunrise. But the time went by quickly, and you look up and you realize that you see that whiteness in the sky, then you have to stop. You have to tell your wife, excuse me, dear, wait, we got to end. We'll take this up tonight. And your fast is still valid even if you ejaculate it. Okay? And this then takes us to the next question that many people ask. They say, what about this? Me and my husband had sex last night, and then we went to sleep. We woke up, it was time for Fajr. So is our fast still valid? We didn't have a chance to take a ghusl. We didn't have a chance to take a bath. What should we do? Your fast is still valid, guys. Okay, you just simply take the ghusl when you wake up and assume fasting. Again, Islam is a simple way of life. Allah doesn't make it hard on us. We make it hard on ourselves by being ignorant of our way of life. Still dealing with this note, and I'm answering all these questions A lot of you young brothers who ask me these questions in email, you should be paying attention to this. A person will then ask the question, well, what about this? What if a person ejaculates during the day in Ramadan because of something that he could have refrained from? Say, for example, I saw a sister walk by, I'm a man, and I saw a good-looking woman walk by. Instead of me lowering my gaze, I looked at her and I followed her. And I watched her as she bent over and took off her outer garment and showed her bikini. And I ejaculated. What about that? If a man ejaculates because of something that he could have stayed away from, he must repent to Allah and continue to fast for the rest of the day. And he has to make that fast up later. Because remember, guys, during the month of Ramadan, you should be engaging in acts of remembrance of Allah. What were you doing on the beach? What are you young brothers doing hanging out on the beach anyway? Where's a bunch of naked women at? Or what were you doing kissing and fondling your wife when you know that you're weak to her? So if a man ejaculates during the daytime from something that he could have refrained from, he has to continue his fast plus seek repentance and make that day up later. And this then brings us to the next question that a lot of you young brothers ask. What about masturbation? What about, say for example, a person starts to masturbate during the day, but he stops and he does not ejaculate? What happens in this case? Well, if you were engaged in masturbation, but you felt scared and you made yourself stop, and you did not ejaculate, you still have to repent to Allah for that sin. But you do not have to make that fast up later because you didn't ejaculate. Does everybody understand that? For you young brothers out there, if you masturbate during the daytime, but you don't ejaculate, you've committed a sin. You got to go seek repentance to Allah for that sin. But you do not have to make that day up because you did not ejaculate. But if you do ejaculate, you got to make it up. Plus seek repentance. Remember, guys, the whole purpose of the month of Ramadan is for you to get close to Allah and do as many good deeds as possible and seek Allah's forgiveness for your sins. You should be staying away from those things which are bad, those things which put bad thoughts in your mind. This is why we encourage you brothers to spend your time at the mosque and doing acts of worship at the mosque. Okay? On the same note, for those people who emit a little bit of semen after urination, for those men, say for example you go to use the bathroom and a little bit of that stuff comes out, that stuff does not break your fast. Okay? But you still have to do an astinja, which means wash it off. You wash it off, but you do not have to take a ghusl, and it does not break your fast. For you brothers who leak that stuff after you urinate, that stuff doesn't break your fast, but you got to wash it off. Okay? So thus, those are the explanations concerning sex and masturbation, etc., that many people ask about during the month of Ramadan. Now we're going to move on. We talk about vomiting. This is another question that many people ask us. Does vomiting, throwing up, does this break my fast? Whoever vomits unintentionally does not have to make the fast up later on. So throwing up unintentionally does not break your fast. But if you intentionally make yourself vomit, which many people do, many people don't, they want to break their fast, so they'll stick their finger down their throat and make themselves throw up and say, oh, my fast is broken because I threw up. This does break your fast. And guess what? You've also committed a sin. You got to not only make that day up, but you got to repent to Allah for making yourself deliberately break your fast as well. This then takes us to the people such as myself. There's a lot of people who suffer from acid reflux. Acid reflux is a disease whereas your food will come up from your stomach through your esophagus. It's like throwing up, you know, too. This does not break your fast. For those of you suffering from acid reflux like I do, if some food comes up, you regurgitate some food or whatever from your stomach, that does not break your fast because you did not do it intentionally. Okay? Also, if a person unintentionally swallows something that is stuck between his teeth, that does not break your fast either. Swallowing your saliva does not break your fast either. Also, we had a person ask a question about what about chewing the food of your baby? This doesn't break your fast either, as long as you don't swallow it. If you're going to be chewing the food up for your child or whatever, that does not break your fast, but as long as you don't swallow it. Also, nose bleeding. Nose bleeding does not break your fast either. We got a lot of Muslims who think it does. They'll say, oh, my nose started bleeding, so I can't fast. This is incorrect. Nose bleeding does not break your fast. Bleeding of the gums does not break your fast. Bleeding from brushing your teeth does not break your fast. Mucus does not break your fast. Okay? Inhaling water vapors do not break your fast. Okay? Also, smelling pleasant fragrances. Believe it or not, there's a lot of Muslims out there who thinks that perfume breaks your fast or smelling anything that smells good breaks your fast. This is incorrect. Perfume does not break your fast. Smelling fragrances does not break your fast. Applying lotion and creams on does not break your fast. Immersing yourself in water does not break your fast. What some people do in the desert because it's so hot and their fasting is they will actually pour water over themselves to try to cool themselves down. This does not break your fast. If you're living in a desert and it's so hot and you're fasting, if you want to pour some cold water over you to cool you down, there's nothing wrong with that. Okay? So thus, guys, these are things that we need to remember so that when the month of Ramadan begins, we'll be well aware of the things that break and do not break our fast. And the next exam for this class will be very intense because it's going to ask you many, many questions about does this break the fast or does that break the fast? Okay? So we're going to stop right here for today. And tomorrow, we're going to wrap this book up by talking about issues related to women. Today we focused on men with intercourse and masturbation, etc. We're going to focus on women issues tomorrow. So we'll stop right here for today. If you guys have any questions, inshallah, go ahead and ask them.